one another as Jesus has loved us. Loving each other as Jesus has loved us. And with Jesus doing that, like I said, he gave a picture of all that he came to do. When Jesus took off his robe, it was a picture of how he had left heaven and had come down to earth to serve. When Jesus washed the disciples' feet, it was a picture of how Jesus came to wash us from our sin, how he came to be a servant. See, it wasn't the normal thing to do for a leader to wash the feet of his followers. But Jesus is no ordinary kind of leader. He came to serve. And to wash someone's feet is a fairly kind of intimate kind of thing, personal thing, perhaps a bit uncomfortable. But it's a beautiful thing as well, coming to serve those he came for. And when Jesus, after he'd washed the disciples' feet and put his robe back on, that was symbolizing how soon he would go back to his Father in heaven. So this happened the night before Jesus died. The hour had come. He was about to die the next day. But wonderfully, we know he died and rose again and 40 days later went back to his Father. So here we have a great picture in this act of all that Jesus came to do. And Jesus made it clear how it relates to us. And he said to his disciples towards the end, how it relates to us is this. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. And so now, some of our disciples out the front here are going to wash each other's feet. And so kids, if you would like to wash somebody else's feet, come on. Come on down, George. We've got, but and don't worry, we've got fresh water, okay? We've got fresh water. So if you want to come on down, then Georgia will help you wash one another's feet. It's nice warm water. Yeah, Nathan? Yeah. Okay. Oh, she's all ready to go. Here we go. Yes. Well done, Saskia and Bianca and Georgia. Let's give them a great big hand. Well done. Okay. And well done to all the disciples here. Please take a seat now, guys. Back in your seats where you came from. Well done. Now, of course, Jesus just didn't mean to literally wash each other's feet. He's talking about loving and serving one another. And about loving one another as Jesus has loved us. And that means serving, being servants of one another. The Lord has served us by giving his life for us to cleanse us from our sins. And so we're to serve each other. Look out for each other as believers to help each other grow in faith, hope, and love, in an understanding and love of God. And that can mean, at times, being sacrificial. Actually, doing stuff until it hurts. It certainly hurt Jesus, didn't it? He gave his life. And sometimes to love fellow believers, it hurts. It's painful. It's difficult. We have to go without to serve one another. And praise God, there are examples of that. The fact that we are here today is an expression of love for one another. So good on you guys. Praise God that you're here. That is an expression of love for one another. And over the years that Sandra and I have been here, we've felt love from the first day that we came. And recently we've seen an example of that where folk have given towards Fran, a member of our church who's been quite ill, not able to work, and close to $3,000 was like given overnight to help her. So praise God for that love that's been expressed. And about 5 years ago or so, Sandra's sister passed away, and that was a time when we felt and we did experience love from you folk here, and we greatly appreciated that. That's the example that stands out in our mind of at that time of great sadness and grief. You were here for us, and at other times as well, of course, but we have felt the love all the time, and especially at that time. Is there anybody else that perhaps would like to share an example of the love that you've seen here or perhaps seen amongst other Christians? And to share it as a way of giving praise to God and encouragement to one another. So here's an opportunity if anybody would like to share about their experience of being loved by each other here or other Christians. Right.
When we do the camps, the especially the family camps, everybody not only helps to put the campsite up, but also then to take the campsite down and make sure that it's all put away instead of just leaving it to one or two people.
Yep. So yeah.
It's a real blessing.
Indeed. Iris?
Since I can't drive anymore, I've found that several people here who do Sandra and Rhonda, Alison and Paul, who generously come and take a pick me up at home and bring me to church and have me known again. And that's a real blessing, and I'm really grateful.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Yes, Jeff?
Yeah, I think I'm socially challenged, but anyway, Paul was saying things to me. Paul was annoying me, and I went up to him and I said, "Oh, you're annoying me." And his heart dropped like a stone, and it put me in straight conviction. And I always remember that, Paul. And when you just said, I'm sorry," you know, straight away, and I just thought, "I know, I'm at wrong." So.
Thank you, Jeff, for sharing from the heart there. Yeah. So praise God. It's happening, has happened and is happening. And that's how we do church together, isn't it? We love one another. And as Jesus has loved us. And in these all-age gatherings in September, we talked about what is church. It's a gathering, as we are this morning, around God and his word. Of joy, of grace, of awe before our God and around God and his word of any number of believers. So we're doing church here this morning as we gather at home. When you gather around the word to pray and praise, you're doing church and Bible study and things like that. And then the reason we go to church is for God, for his glory, his praise, and for our growth. And here's a bit of a test. God's glory and our growth happens as we pray. First one? Praise. Well done. Praise. Pray and... That's coming. We wanted to prod the machine there a bit. And the last one? Be prodded, that's right. And praise God that that is happening. It's coming. Just move along, thanks, Bryn. And the next one, thank you. That's how we do church. It's about loving one another as Jesus has loved us. And the way that we know that love is happening, we can tell that love is between us, is when we see bells. Now, I've got about half a dozen bells here, and if I could ask Mrs. Carmody, please, to give them out. Put your hand up if you'd like to have a bell to ring, and your job is to ring the bell whenever I say the word bells, okay? So once they're all given out, have a practice. Not yet. When I say the word, that's when you shake it, okay? We're almost done. Okay, whenever I say that word, you ring it, okay? And okay, when I say the word bells, once more time, bells. Okay, now we can tell there is love between us when we see bells, and by that I mean when there are people who are be early, leaving late servants. Well done, whoever guessed that. Be early, leaving late servants. Be early to church, and praise God there are people here early. The band's here early every week to practice. The sound of media, those who sit up for morning tea, those who come to pray are here early. Those who come to speak to one another early. There are folk among us to do that as well. And most of us stay for morning tea, which is great. And some people take others home, which is great as well. And while we're here, we're being servants of one another. We're being bells. Well done, you're listening. And there are people, as we gather, we are people eager to give the prayer and the prodding, people either eager to receive the prayer and the prodding as well. And so let's have a think about how is your ringing going? How are we going? How are you going at being bells? Now, sometimes it's a struggle, isn't it, to get here early? Sometimes on time, isn't it, to get here? And if you're struggling, or even if you're not, let's remember we're loving one another as Jesus has loved us. When you hear the alarm go off at 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning, you think, oh, I want to sleep in. And you think, church. Remember, we come here because we love God and we love one another as Jesus has loved us. And so, if you're struggling to be here every week, remember the love that Jesus has shown you through the washing of the feet, and that symbolizes his death on the cross for us. And so, how is your ring going? What is your next step to increase your sound as bells? Now, for some of us, it could be setting our alarm 10 minutes earlier so we get to church 10 minutes earlier than we do. For some of us, it might be, you know what, I think I'll hang around for morning tea and ask each other how they're going with the Lord. For children, here's something for you perhaps. When your parents ask you to get out of bed on a Sunday morning, you say, yes, we're going to church. Rather than, oh, I want to sleep in. Or kids, if you're asked to a birthday party on a Sunday morning, you say to your friend, I'd love to come, but I'll be there late. I've got another celebration to go to. Gathering with God's family is a great thing to do. Your next step as bells could be to start saying more no to other things so you can be here every week. What's your next step? Just one step. That's what we're talking about. One step in being more of Bells. And it's also thinking about what's our next step together in being Bells. How do we do church together? We love one another as Jesus has loved us. Loving one another as Jesus has loved us. Now, in perhaps talking about this morning, you feel God's by His Spirit sort of pricking your conscience a bit, saying, yeah, I could be better at being Bells. So what we're going to do now is ask God to show us, each of us individually and together as a church, what our next steps are. So let's pray, let's close our eyes, and we'll talk to our Heavenly Father. Dear Father, we thank You so much for the love that Jesus has shown us. Help us, therefore, to keep loving one another. Perhaps to start loving one another or to get back to loving one another. Father, please show each of us what our next step is in being people who are more and more the Bells. Father, please enable us. By ourselves, we're weak. By ourselves, we are selfish. Please strengthen us and enable us by Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, one thing I've also got to mention that's important for us, your next step might be, you know what? I'm going to talk to somebody who is not my age. I'm going to speak to somebody older than me, who I don't normally speak to. I'm going to speak to somebody younger than me that I don't normally speak to. That could be your next step. Perhaps sitting somewhere different at morning tea, so you can speak to somebody who's not your age. Why? That's loving one another as Jesus has loved us. And it really makes a difference. It makes a difference to know that love. It helps us keep going, doesn't it? Because when we don't feel the love, we easily drift away. We're going to hear a song now, a song that's about what love looks like. We're going to hear the words, and let's listen now. Thank you.